thank you all for joining in the meeting this evening. This is our August regular session meeting. The first item, of course, is a roll call, and I think first Gaither is on the call. If she would call the roll, please.
Commissioner Adams.
Present.
Commissioner Atkins. Is he here?
Yes.
Commissioner Armstrong.
Here.
Commissioner Barlow.
Here.
Commissioner Copeland.
Here.
Commissioner Donovan.
Here.
Commissioner Fee.
Here.
Commissioner Kelly. Commissioner Mason.
Here.
Commissioner Murphy.
Here.
Commissioner Nafee. Okay, I don't see Commissioner Nafee. Commissioner Schofer.
Here.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Sneed.
Here.
Commissioner Turner.
Here.
Commissioner Twisdale.
Here.
Commissioner Wilson. And Commissioner Wooten.
Here.
Commissioner Wilson is here.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, we have 17 present.
All right, Commissioners, we have 17 present. I declare that to be a quorum. Item number 4 on the agenda, the additions. Does anyone have any additions to the regular agenda? There is one addition. This came out of general welfare. There'll be a resolution regarding a rezoning request, and that'll be in the general welfare committee report when it comes out. But they had a committee meeting prior to this, and they considered the rezoning request, and that's going to come out in a regular report. Item number 5 on the agenda is the minutes of the previous meeting. And I assume that you all got a copy of the minutes of the last month's meeting. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve. It's mailed out.
Is there a second?
Second it.
Motion is by Commissioner Mason, seconded by Commissioner Walker Adams, that the minutes be approved as mailed out. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to approving the minutes of the previous month's meeting? Without objection, then the motion carries and the minutes of the previous month's meeting are approved. Item number 6 on the agenda is the election of notaries.
Annette Alston, Kenesha Dawson, Heather Fryer, Tori C. Hill, and Linda A. Scott.
Would anyone like to add a name to that list? If not, do we have a motion that those individuals be elected as notaries in Tipton County?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion is by Commissioner Wilson, seconded by Commissioner Sneed, I believe.
Yes.
That those individuals be elected as notaries in Tipton County. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion electing those individuals as notaries in Tipton County? Without objection, then the motion carries and those individuals are elected as notaries in Tipton County. Item number 7 on the agenda, Commissioners, is consideration of the nonprofit resolution for the 2020-21 fiscal year. This is the nonprofit resolution that you all adopted at last month's meeting on the first reading. The statute requires two readings of the resolution, two passings. So this will be the second reading. The resolution is the same as the one you passed in July. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Mason.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made by Commissioner Mason, seconded by Commissioner Copeland, I believe, to adopt the resolution making appropriations to the nonprofit charitable organizations in Tipton County on the second reading. Any discussion? Any questions? Any objection to the motion? Without objection, then the motion carries and the resolution for nonprofit appropriations is adopted on the second reading. Item number 8 is a report from the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Director, we can't hear you.
Need you to unmute.
We got it.
We got it.
The Finance and Administration Committee met at 4 p.m. on August 3rd via Zoom. Commissioners present were Commissioners Adams, Barlow, Copeland, Fee, Nathy, Smith, Sneed, and Turner. Also present was Finance Director Bailey, School Superintendent John Combs, and School Finance Director Peggy Murdoch. Chairwoman Fee called the meeting to order and asked Commissioner Barlow to open the meeting with prayer. Commissioner, this meeting was basically the school board came and presented us a few amendments, some amendments we knew about. We discussed the budget process. We just didn't know the amounts and how it was going to work coming from the federal government, but they hammered out the details. And so this meeting here just pretty much shored up those amendments and what we knew was coming. A motion was made by Commissioner Adams and seconded by Commissioner Copeland and Sneed that the Finance and Administration Committee recommend to the full legislative body to approve the budget amendments as presented for the General Purpose School Fund number 141 and the Federal Projects Fund number 142. That motion carried with none opposing. Commissioners, a few more details on that. If you recall, we received a state reimbursable technology grant. We also received a SPED personnel development grant, and then we also received the CARES Act money that was that's coming in from the Fed. So basically, we got that money added to their budget, and also that the majority of that was so that they could have one-to-one student to technology piece, I think, with every student in the Tipton County school system. Following that motion, a motion was made by Commissioner Copeland and seconded by Commissioner Nafee that the Finance Committee give the Finance Director and the County Executive the authority to explore janitorial service options moving forward into the future. The motion carried with none opposing. And with no other business to come before the committee that night, made by Commissioner Nafee and seconded by Commissioner Copeland to adjourn at 5 p.m. That motion also carried with none opposing. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report.
Okay, I'll make that motion that the report of the Finance Committee be adopted.
Second.
All right, there's a second. Second. Made by Commissioner Fee, seconded by Commissioner Mason to adopt the Finance Committee report. Is there any discussion on the motion to adopt the report? Any questions? Any objection to adopting the Finance Committee report? Without objection, then the motion carries and the Finance Committee report is adopted as presented. By the way, let me say, Commissioner Nafee is, I believe he's in Starkville, Mississippi. His daughter is enrolling down there, so he wasn't able to make it. He sent me a text this afternoon and said he would try to Zoom in, but he couldn't know for sure if he was going to be able to. So he did. He did let me know where he was going to be. And so Mississippi State, huh? Okay. All right. Item number 9 on the agenda is a report from the Public Works Committee. Commissioner Harold W. Twisdale will give the report. You ready? All right. Commissioner.
All right, can everybody?
Did you all hear him?
Want to hear him?
No.
I got.
Sorry. You're good.
Got it. All right, good evening, everyone. The Tipton County Public Works Committee met in regular session on Monday, August the 3rd, 2020, through Zoom. The meeting was called to order by Chairman Twizzles. Commissioners present was Wilson, Wooten, Schofer, Kelly, Donovan, Armstrong, Atkins, Murphy. Also present was employee Darlene Wheeler and Gary Jackson. Meeting was open prayer by Commissioner Murphy. Visitors present was Richard Griggs with the Tipton County Clay Busters was also present. A motion was made by Commissioner Schofer, second by Commissioner Armstrong, to make a positive recommendation to the full legislative body in order to make a parcel of landfill property available to the Tipton County Clay Busters. Motion passed, none opposed, through a roll call vote. Mr. Chairman, you want to take a separate vote on that?
Let's go ahead and do your report, Commissioner, and then we'll.
Okay. A motion made by Commissioner Donovan, second by Commissioner Wilson, to approve the minutes for the month of July. Motion passed, none opposed, through a roll call vote. A motion was made by Commissioner Armstrong, second by Commissioner Kelly, to approve the bills as reviewed for the month of July. Motion passed, none opposed, through a roll call vote. A motion made by Commissioner Kelly, second by Commissioner Atkins, to adjourn. Motion passed, none opposed, meeting adjourned at 6:30 p.m. Mr. Chairman, I move the report be adopted.
All right, let's take the public works report minus the gun range, and then we'll do that as a separate motion, just to make sure it's clear in the minutes what the recommendation was. Well, that's the recommendation. The commission's going to have to act on it. Do we have a motion to adopt the Public Works Committee report?
So moved, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Murphy.
Second by Donovan.
Motion is made by Commissioner Murphy. Who seconded it?
Donovan.
Seconded by Commissioner Donovan. Any discussion on the Public Works report? Any questions? Do you have a motion that the Public Works report be adopted?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Any further, any questions? If not, without objection, the motion carries and the report is adopted. Do we have a report from the General Welfare? Let's go to the gun range. I don't want to leave that out. The recommendation is to allow the I believe it's a 501c3 nonprofit. You all, they reported to you, so I'm assuming they're set up as a legitimate nonprofit because they've been in existence for a good long while. Your recommendation, that of the Public Works Department, your committee, is to allow the gun range to operate on property owned by Tipton County where they're practicing now. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Will there have to be anything regarding any change? Will there have to be a contract drawn up? Any liability issues? Did you talk about that?
We discussed it, Mr. Chairman, and they pretty well had everything in order. They have been shooting down there, so I guess we might need to get with the county attorney.
I don't want to overlog it. I'm just trying to give my head what you all are recommending. Tell me again what the recommendation is from the Public Works Committee.
The recommendation from the Public Works Committee is to let the Clay Busters to make a parcel of landfill property available to the Tipton County Clay Busters. Yeah, that's some of the land that's right across down there from the where the old concrete place was, you know, that was given. We've had shooting contests down there, and Commissioner Wilson and Commissioner Murphy had been down there and listened to shoot, and that they didn't have any complaints or anyone was against it down there. So, and we just thought it'd be a good thing for Tipton County to go ahead and have that.
Mr. All right, do we have a motion that the recommendation of the Public Works Committee be adopted and the Play Busters organization be allowed to shoot where they've been practicing recently?
Can I
question
real fast?
Commissioner Donovan?
Yes, sir. I was going to tell you that I think Mr. Griggs is on with us, and he might be able to elaborate more on what their coverage and insurance liability purposes are. If he's there, I'd Richard, are you there?
Chief, are you on?
Do we have him muted?
I don't.
He sent me a text and said he was going to be on.
I don't see it. What we can do is if everyone, you know, if you all agreed to accept the recommendation, we can start them. And then if there are any issues in the next 30, 60 days, we can bring them back to the commission. But I know they're, I'm sure they've got their own insurance on. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I believe he's on now. It looks like they unmuted him, but I'm not sure.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Richard,
yes.
That's you?
Yes, sir. Mr. Huffman, the Tipton County Clay Busters carries $1 million general liability insurance, and I would hope that the agreement between us and the county would take all of the liability and put it on us and not the county. We are a 501c3, and we also want to make sure that we put up the proper signage there and we're able to occupy the property as soon as it's available to us, and we want to make sure that whatever agreement that between us and the county, whatever we have is a legitimate agreement. We don't want any undue anything to come back to the county.
Yeah, Chief Griggs, would you have any problem with adding the county as an additional insurer to your policy?
No, sir. That's what I would hope that we would do. Yes, sir. Add you as an additionally insured. Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. All right. Do we have a motion that the Public Works recommendation be adopted and the Clay Busters be allowed to shoot on the property?
Yeah,
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
It's Jimbo Atkins. I'll make it.
All right. Motion is by Jimbo Atkins, seconded by Commissioner Twizzle.
Yes.
Any further discussion? Thank you, Richard, for that.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Any more questions? All right, we'll have any objection to the motion? All right, without objection, the motion carries. Be spread on the minutes. The recommendation is adopted. Item number 10, the General Welfare Committee report. The General Welfare Committee met earlier. They considered a rezoning request. Commissioner Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. General Welfare Committee met in regular session at 5:45 p.m. this afternoon at the Justice Center. Members present were Commissioners Wooten, Donovan, Kelly, Schofer, Wilson, Atkins, Twisdale, Armstrong, and Murphy. Also present was County Planner William Veazey. We had a public hearing on the rezoning issue that we'll be bringing up here in a minute. And we had quite a few people at that public hearing. And we had one person speak against the rezoning, and I believe we had 9 that spoke for it. So then we went into regular session at 6 o'clock, and Chairman Wilson called the meeting to order, established that a quorum was present. Committee was given information from Priority Ambulance Service that listed the number of calls and response times for the month of July. And we had a motion by Commissioner Chris Armstrong, seconded by Commissioner Richard Kelly, to spread the Priority Ambulance report. On the minutes of the general welfare meeting for August, that motion was approved with none opposed. And that will become part of your minutes that you will receive. And we're going to do this monthly. On a motion by Commissioner Tommy Dunnevant and seconded by Commissioner James Atkins, the general welfare committee recommends the full legislative body that the rezoning request for 7481 Highway 179 from FAR to C1 Rural Commercial be approved. And that motion passed with none opposed, Mr. Chairman. And we have Mr. Veazey on the Zoom with us in case anyone has a question regarding that rezoning.
All right, are there any questions? Is that your report?
Yeah, we want a separate motion on that rezoning.
Well, no, we'll do it in your report, but I'm going to do a separate motion on the resolution after your report. Yeah, make sure it's clean.
Okay, I'll make a motion if the public works report be adopted.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second, Mr. Chairman.
Motion is made by Commissioner Wilson, seconded by Commissioner Twizzle and Murphy to adopt the General Welfare Committee report. Is there any discussion on adopting the report? And the report recommends the rezoning. After we consider the General Welfare Committee report, we'll need to consider the resolution that actually does that. But right now we're on the General Welfare Committee report. Any discussion?
From the Planning Commission, Mr. Chairman, came with a positive recommendation for the rezoning.
All right. Any questions, any discussion on the General Welfare Committee report? Any objection to adopting the General Welfare Committee report? Without objection then, the motion carries and the General Welfare Committee report is duly adopted. All right. Now let's consider the actual resolution. The resolution is to amend the zoning map of Tipton County, Tennessee by rezoning approximately 0.95 acres located on map number 76, partial 1902, belonging to Casey Rogers from FAR to C1 zoning district. Do we have a motion to adopt the rezoning resolution?
Motion to adopt the resolution, Donovan.
All right, Commissioner Dunn makes the motion. Is there a second?
Seconded by Murphy.
Seconded by Murphy and Commissioner Copeland, I believe. All right, we've got a motion and a second on adopting the rezoning resolution. Any questions, any discussion? Any objection to adopting the rezoning resolution? Without objection, then the motion carries and the rezoning resolution is adopted.
Mr. Chairman, the General Welfare Committee did have a motion to adjourn and that meeting adjourned. The motion was by Commissioner Schofer and seconded by Commissioner Wooten and the meeting adjourned at 6:18 p.m. And I'd like to offer our congratulations to the Tipton County Claybusters because they won the state championship here a couple of weeks ago.
All right. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is item number 11. It's a new state grant. And if you all will remember, the state of Tennessee had a $210 million grant that was available early in the year. And Tipton County's portion of that $210 million was $1,225,000. So we submitted what we need to submit to get that money. We've actually received we've gotten the check from the state for the $1,225,000. After that, the Governor Lee and his Financial Stimulus Accountability Group came up and using some of the federal stimulus money, they came up with another $115 million for local governments to support COVID-19 response. Now, unlike the first grant that the Finance Committee, basically you can use it, it's unrestricted money. This money is restricted. And of that $115 million that Tennessee is allocating of the federal dollars, our portion is about $923,000. And as I said, it is restricted. It can be used for medical expenses. It can be used for public health expenses. It can be used for payroll expenses if your payroll expenses are related to the COVID-19 issue, public health compliance expenses, and it says other reasonable COVID-19 expenses, whatever that is. But I did want to report to you, and certainly to the Finance Committee tonight, that this $923,000, I think, will be available for a portion of this fiscal year. Now, there's a deadline on it, but we're going to try to get through the paperwork and get what our portion of this this funding is. We don't know what the number is. We had to attend a webinar for about an hour, hour and a half. Mr. Bailey and I sat on the webinar, and so it's gotten to be complicated. There's a good bit of red tape, but at the end of the day, it looks like some of the COVID-19 expenses that we've incurred are going to be paid for through this money that's coming from the federal government to the state government down to us. About $115 total for Tennessee, about $923,000 for us. You don't have any questions on that? We don't know a lot about exactly how we can spend that money or which expenses we can get reimbursed for, but we're learning more about it as we go along. The state's actually hired a private accounting firm to help them with the administrative issue of dealing with these dollars. Any questions?
Hey, Mr. Chairman, is that, and correct me again, is that a one-time check, or as we develop expenditures, then the director submits those to the state? So if we had, let's say, $100,000 in expenditures, do we send that into the state and then we get reimbursed for that up to $923,000, or do we have that much detail yet?
We don't have a lot of the details. We do know that it's somewhere between zero and $923,000. In other words, it depends on what your actual COVID-19 expenses are. But they do have a deadline. I know December the 20th, it seems like 2020, there's a lot of deadlines that end in December where you've got to have everything in. So I'm not sure on the backside of this fiscal year, on the last 6 months, if that's going to be available or not. I just don't know at this point. I do know that between now and December the 20th, we've got to get our business in order and make sure we submit all of the expenses that were allowable in order to get reimbursed through this program. And of course, Mr. Copeland, it was, you know, some of the expenses we expected to get reimbursed through the $1,225,000, we now may be able to get reimbursed through this restrictive program and possibly use some of that $1,225,000 for something else because it's unrestricted. So the trick here, really, it's a chess game. Is to you want to use as much of your restricted money as you can, you know, and keep your unrestricted money so that you can budget it and basically replace revenue if that's what you need to do during the fiscal year. Sales tax revenue, for example, or TVA in lieu of tax if it goes down. That's what we're going to try to do, is spend as much of the restricted money as possible and hold the unrestricted money sacrosanct, so to speak.
Got you. And so, Mr. Chairman, do we have an idea on what we've spent so far, just as a rough number on COVID?
We don't know yet. We don't know yet, and part of the reason we don't know is because, you know, FEMA's involved here too. And so we've got, you know, some FEMA grants, and Commissioner Dunneman there is a EMA director. He's got expenses that he's keeping up with. The director Bailey's got expenses that he's keeping up with. So at the end of the day, we're just going to have to kind of go around and figure out how this is going to work. And of course, FEMA, that grant, now it comes into play as well, because what the state's done is the state's budgeted $75 million in addition to this $115 million to cover the 25% local match on the FEMA grant for public assistance. And so a FEMA grant, if we apply for a FEMA grant for public assistance, the 25% match that normally a local government would have to pay, it's zero. We don't have to pay that. So that brings in some more complexity to the issue. So as I said, it's sort of a chess game where you try to figure out the best place to, you know, get reimbursed, holding your unrestricted as long as you can and using some of this restricted money as much as possible.
Okay.
But the 0% on match on FEMA, that can be a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Mr. Huffman, do you know if any of the local municipalities will receive any of this additional funding, or is it just for the counties?
I believe there are additional municipalities that are going to receive that funding as well, Commissioner. And I can look at it and tell you how much for each one. But I think the same restrictions apply, of course. But I believe municipalities right. will be eligible as well.
I think that's correct.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Any other questions regarding this state grant funding? All right, the item number 12 on the agenda is the sheriff's report, and the sheriff has submitted a report up here, and I would just ask for a motion that the sheriff's report be spread on the minutes of this commission meeting.
So moved, Chairman.
Motion by Commissioner Sneed, seconded by Commissioner Fee, that the sheriff's report be spread on the minutes of this county commission meeting of 2020. Any discussion on the motion? Any questions? If not, declare the motion to be adopted without objection. All right. Any other business? Any announcements? I assume Commissioner Atkins is doing well. I do want to acknowledge with Commissioner Sneed here, because he missed last month, we adopted a resolution regarding Commissioner Sneed's father, Joe Sneed, and we've got that on the spread on the minutes of the July commission meeting. But on behalf of the commission, Commissioner Sneed, you have our condolences and our sympathy on the passing of your dad. I showed you that picture of him. I'm going to get you a copy of that. Not sure where we were, but he was one of the colorful characters in Tipton County's. Gosh, he was on the election commission over 30 years, but a great guy to talk to and a great ambassador for Tipton County. When you got through talking to Joe Sneed, you always felt better about yourself and usually you felt better about the community that you lived in. So our condolences, Commissioner Sneed, to the loss of your father.
Yeah, thank you all again. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right. Anything else? If not,
Mr. Chairman,
entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think we need to offer congratulations to Director Bailey on his upcoming addition to his family.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you all.
And I'll
pray for me.
WT.
I do have to make one comment. I called that one.
You did.
Oh, I think you I called that one.
I really did.
It was a couple of y'all. She had a dream about attending a baby shower.
It was hard to deal with. Or now is really a problem. It's a boy. He's going to name him Hercules Mulligan Bailey.
I'd be twin.
Carol entertained a motion to adjourn.
I've been trying to help him with names too.
Yeah. All right, we have a motion by Commissioner Twissell to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Copeland. Without objection, we stand adjourned. Thank you all.